Humans, you probably know about Jim Jefferies' show on Comedy Central, but did you know he has a podcast? And on the podcast, he gets even crazier, saying whatever he wants. With his co-host, Forrest Shaw, they're sitting down with buddies, talking about news, politics, and saying shit that they can't say on TV. Subscribe now to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday on your favorite podcast app. Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. I'm here with Dan Liberty, John Mackey, Seth Morris, all here, great improvisers, and also big music fans with great taste, and that's why they wanted to be on the Hop Along show. Francis Quinlan, welcome to the show. We're all big fans, seriously, we're not just saying that, so we're very excited to hear you play some music for us that will inspire some improv.
I'm honored.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've heard the show before, but you do play a song, then immediately afterwards we'll either latch onto a lyric and start a scene, or maybe we'll ask you about a lyric, or maybe we'll say, hey, that one thing made me think of. So who knows, but what song are we going to start with?
We're going to start with a song off of our latest record, Bark Your Head Off Dog, called How You Got Your Limp.
All right.
Somewhat visual piece, so I thought that would be suitable.
Awesome.
Should I just rip it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Put the professor into a cab, avoiding as best as one can the voice of
as a musician, but as a lyricist, you're so specific. There has to be a specific story here, right? Is there a story here?
So the song is sort of about three characters,
okay.
But the primary inspiration, I've worked at a bar venue restaurant for like the last 5 years, and we get a lot of regulars, and most of them are great, but there was this one set of regulars that would come in, and they would always take up prime real estate every Friday. They would take that big corner booth, and they were these. It was this group of teachers, and they would order like the cheapest pitchers and talk. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Okay, they would talk shit on their talk shit on their students, and there's this one guy that would just get so sloshed every time, and they just were the worst customers, and they would leave a terrible tip. And it's just that idea of it, that these are the custodians of our youths coming into the restaurant just being the absolute worst, but they inspired this song, so I guess I should thank them.
That's a great inspiration for a song. All right, guys, you going to order anything, any food tonight?
I just want like three nachos.
Oh, three orders of nachos?
No. Yeah. I only want like three.
Mm-hmm. Is that to share, or should we all jump in with something? Or
I don't know how else to say this. I only want three nachos. So okay. If other people,
I'm
want
not understanding.
Nachos,
okay. You mean three orders, not three?
No,
chips.
We'll get an order of nachos. I want three of them, and I don't want to pay for more of them because I feel like we order nachos. I only have a little bit,
sir. We don't even do slices with our pizza orders here, so we're not going to do individual. Jeez. So if you guys want to order one nachos,
I do want like 12 nachos, so maybe a plate of 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? And hey, I'll eat one. Let's bump it up to 16.
Great.
Let's 16 get 16 nachos.
These aren't like oysters, guys. It's not.
What do you mean? They're exactly like oysters. It's just like a fried corn chip oyster. You put cheese on top.
Similar in the shape in your hand in a shadow, maybe.
Eat it the same way.
We're getting into this semantics here. So far, I give you a C- on customer service, and I give you.
Picture this, man.
I'm not one of your students, guys. Listen, I say this every
week.
You're
all my students. Yeah.
I'll just say this. Picture this. You start, when you step up to the table, you start with 20%. Mm-hmm. You start with 20%. Everything you do from that point.
You're the math.
I'm a math professor. Okay. You start with a 20% tip. Everything you do that we don't like, that percentage rolls down. Sort of slowly over time.
This kind of sounds like fantasy football. Do I ever get to go over 20%?
Absolutely not. Service industry members only deserve 20%.
Well, for me, I start at my ceiling.
Yeah, you can only lose. Yeah. But it's pass fail for me. So you either get a tip or no tip. And right now,
such bullshit.
Usually you get a tip.
You fail me every week, dude.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
Well,
what do I stand to lose?
He fails
fail?
You every week? He fails you every week?
Wow.
That's an interesting way to spin it.
Can't tell you how many times a student has come in and said, why'd you give me that grade on my math test? It's like, I didn't give you anything, kid.
Yeah.
You did badly, and I told you that. Anyway.
Okay, one order of nachos costs 12 bucks, all right? And there's like, I've never counted, but there's probably at least 50 chips in there.
Okay.
So you guys can, the math professor, you can figure that out.
Let's
I can't make it any smaller. 12
bucks, 50. You get 12. It's a 20% plus 2. It's about probably 20.
All I need is a yes or no. Do you want it?
Four kids. That's a percentage.
25.
Like I said, I don't even know if it's, if it is 50.
We'll do a quesadilla.
One?
Yeah.
Order? For three guys?
It's going to be way more efficient.
Yeah. And then let's do a pitcher of water. And
this will be the second water.
Actually, those people just left. They have, this looks like a quarter of a pitcher of Bud Light Lime. We'll take that.
You can't garbage mouth their pitcher.
Garbage mouth?
Wow.
Yeah, that goes into the garbage. You can't, you never heard that term?
No.
You guys have never worked in the industry.
Well, we're down to 14% here, so.
Yeah.
And fail for me.
Yeah.
You're on a fail track right now.
Okay.
So for a little extra credit, you could bring over that Bud Light Lime, and you could turn the air down. It's a little too chilly in here.
I was going to say something about that, too. You guys are in basically the bay window of the restaurant. Like, everyone sees you guys.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's why
you don't reflect the rest of the clientele in our club. Have you noticed that?
We're helping you. You have three gentlemen in tweed coats in your window. And yes, it's a little warm outside, but that's why we need these tweed coats.
I'd give you that Bud Light if you guys would go sit in the back in the corner in that corner booth next to the kitchen.
I'll give you that Bud Light picture.
30 feet further from the door.
But my pipe smoke will get all over that corner.
Oh, no smoking. I heard that.
Well, I can smoke by the bay window, right? I have this big pipe.
When you stick your hand out that little... Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you. So, maybe passing.
All right.
We'll sit on the quesadilla.
Actually, can we get one large, a giant quesadilla that we could all get inside of?
Guys, these custom
it's
orders.
It's very chilly in here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You guys, I'll make you a giant quesadilla that we put in the alley, okay? Every Friday, I'm sure this will be worth it to the whole staff. We'll have this giant quesadilla you guys can sit in the alley.
Excuse me, Sergeant Stevens from local police department. Were you working last Friday night?
I was.
Okay, and do you
work
happen
every Friday night?
Do you happen to remember putting three junior college professors into a human-sized quesadilla? Simple question. I can't imagine you get this a lot.
I just place the order. Like, I don't put them in the quesadilla. I just place the order and what the kitchen does after
Fair
that.
Enough. So I take that as a yes. You took an order for a
yes, sir,
quesadilla.
I did.
And then did you
like put a hot tub size that three tub, could get in.
You put them out in the back alley?
That was how they – well, we reached an agreement on a custom order.
Okay. Are you aware that these professors were cannibalized shortly thereafter?
What?
All people saw – there was a bunch of drunk college students came home, 2 in the morning. All they saw was a giant quesadilla they started eating.
They thought the professors were some kind of meat?
Well, what would you think was in a quesadilla?
Oh, my God. I feel so bad. But those guys never tipped me.
Well – maybe you'll get better tips in jail.
Let's talk some more about that song.
That's so funny that you wrote. So you hated these guys. If you're going to put them on your hit album, you these guys. And you still work there?
I'd on and off. I just really love the servers. That song's for the servers.
Yeah.
You know?
This song is for the servers. You shot that in the concert. Now I'm fascinated. So do you guys have a jukebox where you work?
You
have music playing.
Yeah, we have music playing. It's just kind
of
like
overhead
radio.
You got to play that song. When they're sitting there.
Do they still go there?
It's not a great bar song. You know, it's like, you wouldn't blast, like, well, there's some people that would, some of the staff will play Leonard Cohen in the bar, but that's a bold move. I love it. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful songwriter, but.
I have a question, and I know it's really dumb. Do you ever, like, have the whistling part come up and go, like, oh, I hope I can whistle today?
Oh, I had to – I mean, I have – this morning I had to remember to, like, wet my lips throughout just throughout the song. So that probably looked a little strange.
That
but
would
it's very important. To dry lips is just sad. Just like a
are,
sad.
Are you not a good whistler, Jan? Come to my office.
Yeah. Hi.
I saw a lot of the kids teasing you on the playground about your whistling.
Oh,
you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing really. It's nothing. It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
I saw you crying though.
You
do know how to whistle. How old are you?
I'm 13 now.
So you're a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, I have
Boy,
my bar
I was
mitzvah.
Able to whistle by the time I was 6.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. it's very carefree thing to do.
But eventually it becomes important. It's more than carefree. It's uh-huh. something to warn people, to call an officer over. It's something every boy should know and girl.
Well, yeah, and my dad wrote the Andy Griffith theme song, so.
Oh, well, there must be a lot of pressure in your family.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
your dad
yeah.
has been very young.
Well, he wrote it as a carefree kid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like an Opie.
Yeah, he based the whistling off of himself, and then they based Opie off the whistling. But no,
really?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to hear you whistle just to see what's happening out there. You need some water?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Here, have some water.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Good. Do you want any more? You okay?
Yeah, do you have like
have some more water.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Is it wet?
Yeah. So I'm going to do Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Oh, I just need to hear just regular whistle. You want to show off?
Go ahead. I don't know scat whistling, you know. That's not my thing. It's got to kind of be written.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you want me to get it going?
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I just need to hear a simple one. You didn't have to show off by doing that.
Okay, simple whistle.
I'm sitting on the dock of Dunebe. Yeah, work your way into it.
Watch it happen. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Okay, you're just crying and singing.
And
let's just say your dog's out in the yard and it's time to come inside and you're whistling for your dog. That's it. Okay. No songs.
What? What? Good boy.
Whoop.
I don't know what to tell you. I can't whistle, okay? I can't whistle.
Cut this to his house tonight. There he is. There.
Hey, Dad. I had a bad day at school. I think I had a bad day.
You think you had a bad day? Let me tell you what it's like when everyone, you wrote the theme song. The Andy Griffith Show. And every day people ask me, how's your son whistling? And you know they know the answer.
But, Dad,
You're not carefree.
I know. I'm incredibly anxious. I think you put a lot of pressure on me that makes it hard to be
carefree.
We
cut to the barbershop, 48 hours earlier, and he's getting his hair done, and everyone's in the middle of... Oh, I love cutting your hair. It's always so
enough.
Much.
Oh, my God.
Enough!
Be careful.
You don't think I know what's going on here?
What?
You son of a bitch.
We love your song. That's why I cut your hair for free. What's wrong? What's wrong, buddy?
Oh, it's this goddamn son of mine.
Still can't whistle, huh?
No.
Well, he's not a teenager yet, so he's got plenty
of
time.
He's 13.
Oh.
There's not an ounce of whimsy in this kid. He's never caught a bullfrog. I've never seen him with a slingshot.
Oh.
I tried to get him to put a penny on a railroad track, and he said, why? What's the point? That's a waste of money.
Oh.
Hey, I don't mean to, like, butt in or anything. I'm just getting my hair cut. Overheard the conversation. Have you ever thought about maybe giving your kid, like, sort of a leg up? Maybe giving him a recorder or a flute or some kind of instrument that mimics the sound of a whistle of some sort?
Sorry, not a juice harp.
I have questions for you later. Listen, kid. Maybe you don't get it, but me giving my son a lute or a flute or something.
Can you back away from me, please?
No, I'm just going to stand real close to you and breathe out of my nose.
Okay. I can smell your breath out of your nose.
Yeah. That's Crest and coffee.
We cut to Christmas about 2 months later as the boy is opening... His Christmas present, and he sees one of those pan flutes.
Oh, my God, a juice flute.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you get him, honey?
I got him.
It's one of those Americana instruments.
Look at this. So I could play ping pong with this. I could hit a little ping pong ball.
What? No.
I could.
It's an instrument. Your father got you an instrument.
Oh, yeah.
It simulates whistling.
Okay. So I put it to my mouth. I'm sorry. I just want to go upstairs and study. I want to study.
Get out.
Honey, you have to be patient with him. If he hears you playing it, then maybe he'll want to do it.
I mean, this isn't going to work, Dad. You taping my thumb and middle finger to the outer edges of my lips so I could learn to whistle didn't work. This isn't going to work either, okay? I'm just not whimsical. I am anxious.
Then you're not my son!
Oh!
Take this hobo bindle. You wander the earth until you find some whimsy.
Oh!
You wrote one song 40 years ago!
And everybody knows it!
What?
Cut to him jumping on a passing cargo train, and there's already some hobos on there.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you doing, kid?
We're in the middle of whistling. What's up with you?
Oh, you guys are really good whistlers, too, huh?
Yeah, what else do you do? There's not a radio on a fucking cargo train.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe tell your tales, share stories.
I mean, we've known each other a long time. Eventually, you're like, yeah, I heard that one before. You fucking killed a cop.
Oh, well, I guess you wouldn't want to hear my story then.
Oh, you're new, though. Sure. Tell us a story.
Well, my dad kicked me out because he wrote the Andy Griffith theme song and I can't whistle.
Hey, well. I need to teach you how to tell a story.
What?
That's way too quick for a story. You need details and pathos and whimsy.
Okay, sorry. I guess I'm just not good at anything. I can't whistle. I can't tell a story. But let me try again. My dad, who's about yay high, he's got hair like this. He's this many years old.
You're terrible at telling stories.
Okay. I don't know.
You know one thing your dad never did? Kick you out of a moving train! He hits a bass boat that was in a river they were passing. Goes through. He's underwater. He can't breathe. Bubbles coming out.
Okay. Hey, kid, you all right?
Hey. Mouth to mouth.
What? Get the fuck off my boat, kid.
Gets thrown into a speedboat.
What the hell? Oh my god, check out this kid.
Mouth to mouth, please.
All right, kid. Okay, mouth to mouth. Okay, breathe out. What? Oh.
Oh my god, so much beautiful whistling I've ever heard. And so the boy learned to whistle. He learned he had to almost drown himself first to be able to whistle properly. But he's finally got a system going. And it was in the middle of the winter storms that he showed up at his parents' house again with a bucket of water in hand.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Don't answer it. I'm watching my shows.
Honey.
All right. I'll get it.
Papa. Drown me.
Who is it?
Shh, quiet. I got this. Drown you?
Dump my head in this bucket of water.
I've been waiting all my life for you to tell me this. Here we go, boy. Here we go.
If it's the Salvation Army, I put that can of peas on.
It's fine.
It's so beautiful whistling.
It's beautiful. Why? Love.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He takes his son in his arms, and the water that he had drowned himself in freezes.
Okay. Woo.
And the father dies as well. The end.
Human Season 2 of Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge is now out on Earwolf. That's right. Well, you can get all the seasons on Stitcher Premium, but now, for you cheapos, out free everywhere, Season 2, Lapkus, PFT, Carl Tart, they're all guest starring with the Big Grande guys. They're rehired at Hamilton High School. Their new motto is Overpromise. Check out Season 2 of Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
Let's listen to another song.
Oh my gosh, that was a great song. And a lot of fun. What do you have for us next?
That was a beautiful story.
That's what we're about. Who have you worked with that we're going to rag on now? Because I want to hear.
I'm always waiting for their shift.
Well, I guess I could do one. I'll do one from an older record, if that's all right.
Okay, great.
It's called Well Dressed.
Well dressed, but walking. Goes the train, I wanted to leave, but here I am.
Dressed. So once again, what's the story here?
So that's an older song. I actually did this paper a long time ago in school. There's a cemetery in New Orleans, Holt Cemetery, and it was sort of the poor man's cemetery. It was like one of the very few underground burial sites in the city, I think, because most of the cemeteries are above ground. And supposedly, it's argued who's founded, you know, jazz music, but some people refer to this musician Buddy Bolden as like the king of jazz, you know, the founder. And unfortunately, he was like afflicted with mental illness, and I'm not sure what type exactly, but at one point he was buried in Holt Cemetery because, you know, he died in a sanitarium, yet there was no money, and his sister couldn't keep up with the payments, so they. Actually, what they did was they dug him up, dug the hole deeper, put him back, and then buried somebody else on top of him. And they did this so many times that they actually lost track of where he was buried. So there's actually a plaque in Holt Cemetery that said, like, basically says, like, somewhere around here lies Buddy Bolden. And there's no recordings of his music. There's just, like, the memory of people that I think have all passed away by now, but he was like one of the very first cornet players, like not first cornet player, but like to be I don't know, God, I'm a terrible horse historian, but you know,
like improvisational with it. Hard. No, I mean like to go to be jazzy with it. You're saying he started jazz.
He had some really great song titles. I think I want to say one was called Funky Butt. It was like a jazz song. But then they had another one where, like, at the end of the night, it's like, get out of here, go home, was like one of the songs. But yeah.
Buddy Bolden.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that is a great specific story. Thank you for that history. And this house has, it was built in 1945. And it has been refurbished several times, so it's in great condition. As you can see, the bathroom here is very modern. And, also an interesting thing, there's a plaque right here next to the shower for Buddy Bolden. I don't know if you know about jazz, but he's buried somewhere underneath. Not necessarily right underneath here, but somewhere in the general vicinity. Oh. That's an exciting thing about the house.
Wow. Well,
you will get a lot of jazz fans. I always say that, just to be clear.
It's like sort of this house is sort of a stop on a sort of historical jazz tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending how you feel about that, yes.
Depending how I feel about that? Well, if I'm living
If you're a jazz fan, that would probably be pretty exciting.
Well,
I would imagine. They say he started jazz.
It would be cool, but I think if I'm living here, I would love it if maybe the sort of historical site could be moved outside of the house, maybe.
This is the thing. This is the thing. I'm just going to be honest. The last owner tried to do that, and his family loves this spot, and they'll just dig them back up, and they'll find a way.
Wait, so
to rebury them underneath your where? House.
Okay, well, maybe we don't have to move the grave. That's that. Maybe we could just move the plaque outside and say, if you're standing outside,
this family, and I don't blame them. They got screwed over, so. I'm just being honest as a realtor.
So you're saying if I do anything to move the grave, the family will come.
Or the plaque.
I mean, the house is beautiful, and it's the exact right kind of place for me and my family.
Yeah.
The backyard is beautiful.
It's huge.
It's a huge backyard, which is a
natural waterfall.
Yeah, and that's honestly, when I saw that, I was like, there's pretty much nothing you could do to keep me from coming and buying this
court.
House. Yeah. So, I mean, I really can't justify not buying it, but... the idea of jazz fans just kind of running amok in my property is kind of scary.
Hi. Oh. Don't mean to bother you. Just want to let you know that I'm doing my noon trumpet play in honor of Buddy Bolden.
Hi.
So I'm just going to rock on this trumpet. I'm going to kind of go loose for a little while. But nice to meet you. How you doing?
So you just come in. You come in at noon every day and play your trumpet?
Well, in and around the area. Yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. It seems like you did walk into the house there, though.
Well, I love the waterfall. I love the tennis court. So
no, this house is for sale.
Right. Okay. I know.
Yeah, it's not your house. It's not your house.
Oh, no. Hey, I don't mean to be presumptuous or anything. It just seems like it's crazy. Okay.
Some trumpet play.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, realtor?
Oh, yeah, come on in.
Almost out of cheese, and is it okay if I grab one of these waters here?
Yeah. Jazz fans.
So this is just another jazz fan? Hi.
Oh, no, I'm hitting a bunch of open houses.
Oh, okay.
Today. And I just want to let you know that you're
okay. Well,
sorry I called you a jazz fan.
No, no. I am a big jazz fan, though, actually.
Oh.
I brought my my jazz harmonica.
Oh, you want to jam out?
Oh, I would love to.
Any harmonica player is a friend of mine.
3/4 skiffle on a 2-back hump?
As long as we do it in three.
Okay. So if you're a fan of jazz, this is pretty great. I'll be honest,
I am a fan of jazz.
The blues.
I am a fan of jazz. And I actually don't like this music at all.
Oh.
No offense or anything, guys. Wow. Listen, I'm looking
for
a house.
Stand on Buddy.
What?
General vicinity.
Just don't be angry. I can't stand on his general vicinity. We don't know where he's buried, so I can't stand anywhere in my house.
You're literally right on the plaque.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's disrespectful.
Listen, I need a house really bad, okay? Me and my family are moving to town because I just got a new job.
Well, this is the biggest house in town.
I know. And my kids were like, we need a house.
We
that's huge.
6 months later, the family has moved in, and they've put a mat over the... Buddy Bolden plaque in the bathroom.
Right. Still can't tell if that's underneath there. Good. It's a secret still. No one knows that Buddy Bolden is here, hopefully, anymore because we moved the plaque.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah? What's up, son?
There's somebody with a funky butt in my closet.
Son, what have I told you about monsters in the closet?
I know, but Dad, I can't sleep, okay?
What do you mean there's someone with a funky... Do you need me to walk into your closet? You want me to walk into your closet and make sure that there's nobody with a funky butt in your closet?
Please.
All right, look, here, we're going to walk in here, and look, I'm going to open the door, and there's not...
Like a funky butt! Ooh,
oh, my God!
We got that funky butt!
Sir!
Yeah, I got that funky butt!
Get out of my... How did you get in my house, sir?
I've been here forever, baby.
What?
Ooh, funky butt.
Who are you?
I got a funky butt.
Wait a minute.
Does this answer your question?
Are you the open house guy? You've been here since I'm... Sir, get out of my house. This is my home, and you are here, and you need to leave.
Your home is running out of cheese.
I read about you and came home to find my mother staring deep into the dark, dark web she started.
Let's talk some more about that song.
I'm not going to remember word for word, but I was trying to figure out the meaning behind the part where it's like, I read about you, then walked in to see my mother, or came home to see my mother.
Yeah, I read about you and came home to find my mother staring deep into the dark, dark web. She begging me not to give my social security number to anybody else. That's very specific. Tell us about that. That doesn't sound like a Buddy Bolden.
No, I tend to jump around from topic to topic on songs. I have kind of a short attention span. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my my mom's just a concerned party as far as me giving out my information in the day and age we're living in. I was just making a little comment on that, a loving comment that's funny. On my worrying mother.
Sweetheart, come here for a sec.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been doing a little bit of research online about, I know you're having trouble making friends. Some of those kids were teasing you at school.
Yeah.
And I first started, I looked at some Dr. Oz has a page about bullying, and I looked at that. And then I went to some of those links, and I kept following links. And do you know anything about the dark web?
Oh, God, Mom. How many links did you follow?
A lot. I've been up for 3 days. And I went on this thing called the dark web. And did you know that we could find somebody to kill those girls that are teasing you?
Mom, that's such a huge
thing. And nobody
thing.
Will find out.
Mom, I can't believe you're even bringing this up. Are you okay?
It's a thing. It's from the internet. It's the thing that people do.
The dark web is occupied by some very bad people, Mom. I mean, these are guys with nothing better to do. A lot of money and a lot of bad intentions.
Well, but it's all part of humanity. The internet is just all it is. It's a good and bad. It's just a reflection of who we are. And listen, honey, you're going to know this when you have your own kids. There's nothing you wouldn't do for your children.
Well,
and when I think about those girls teasing you for those clothes, just because you wear your grandmother's clothes to school, what right do they have to do that? Not saying to kill all of them. I'm just saying to kill the leader.
I think
we cut to lunchtime.
I keep trying to tell you, I'm not teasing about the clothes. I'm just really interested.
Yeah, they're vintage. They're vintage.
Yes, yes.
They're so vintage. They're so vintage.
I'm just fascinated by that because my mother, she's really into lace.
Well, you better watch your mouth, okay?
That's confident.
You better watch your mouth if you keep making fun of my Grammy's clothes.
Oh, Rebecca, you have a little red dot on your head.
What is that?
Why did you put it?
Okay, that was horrifying, but do you see what happens?
Hey, Stephanie, what's going on? I heard you were there when that girl got shot.
Yeah,
you want to come to a party at my house this Saturday?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have really any party clothes. I guess I have my grandmother's wedding dress.
We got to the party. She's spinning in the middle of the dance floor, chugging tequila in her grandmother's wedding dress.
Woo!
Shot.
Oh, no, they weren't asking to be shot.
Hey, Rebecca, I heard you were at that party where all those girls got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to come to my parents' retreat house in Tahoe?
Oh, yeah, the place where they do those yoga parties?
Yeah. We're not going to do yoga, though.
Okay.
We cut to a circle of adults and young teenagers in masks and robes and dirge-like music playing.
What's up, everybody? Ooh. Am I allowed to talk during this?
Sure. Okay. Just lift up the bird mask. It's hard to understand you.
sorry. Hi. Hi, my name's Rebecca.
Oh, cool. We heard about you. Oh,
cool. Yeah, I just want to warn you guys. My mom, I think, hired an assassin that follows me around.
From the dark web?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out about this party on the dark web.
Oh. How old is everybody?
Various ages.
I mean, age is just a number.
Yeah, age is a number.
Okay, well, hey, let's do some Kundalini, huh?
Okay. You want a 3-4-7 on a 2-5 split?
Sure, as long as it's a 3.
When I was alive, I lived despite the law. Now the law has buried me many, many times.
Let's listen to another song.
What else do you have for us? We're having so much fun. What song do you have now?
Well, I could play Not Able.
Oh, my God. I put in a special request for this song, so I'm so glad you're playing it.
Yeah. This one's in depth.
Yeah. The whole town
outside the tent, what those kids thought they saw. Do you really want to remember this? Today, think of all the alien shots in the dark that at one time all at once coexisted. Aside from all the burden, hurry by the shanties beside the road. Sunset on a cart, pulled home by your white horse. Conscience of the husband was righteous and coarse. There must be a limit if we only circle around. Not Abel, but Cain, who got to hear the voice that for so long had been a stranger. Not one word of all the time they spent growing up brothers. Even love, yes, even love, yes, even love, something to lose. What if the details there were suddenly shared?
Folks, Not Abel. I love that song.
Thank you.
It's such a mystery what it's about to me, though. I've listened to it 100 times. I'm almost afraid to ask. Some of the lyrics seem dark.
They're kind of all that way. They all get kind of dark.
But tell us, what's this about? It seems like there's like, well, first off, like we hampered you here with one guitar. I know in concert you play two guitars on this song.
Yeah, I switch. Generally, I start like acoustic on acoustic and then go to electric.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And this was amazing to hear this way, too. But it's almost like it's two songs in one. It's like it gets sad and then it gets positive. So take me through the song.
Well, it was actually written backwards in a way because we wrote the ending first. Like we were kind of jamming the ending and then I didn't really know what to do with it. And after sitting with it for a while, there was this just more waltzy part that seemed to fit with the rest of it. But yeah, I read this book that I got really wrapped up in called A Time for Everything. And it basically goes into a lot of stories from the Bible and examines them in a much more like naturalistic kind of way. And one of the stories it gets into is the story of Cain and Abel. And I really like how it just kind of, because the Bible's so cut and dry. It's like, and then he killed him. It's like, there's no reasoning behind it, except just, it's just very blunt. Mm-hmm. And the book sort of examines the stories take their time. Like it's just chapters and chapters of the nuances between the brothers, like little everyday happenings. And
so it's fictional. It's not based on any history that they've looked into or anything, is it?
No, I mean, it's fictional. It's right. Based on the idea that, well, first of all, just like without question, God exists. And then that angels exist. Like the story, it's sort of like a...
Remind us of the story of Cain and Abel.
Well, Cain and Abel make sacrifices to the Lord, and the Lord favors Abel's sacrifice. And so
no reason?
He just prefers Abel.
Uh-huh. And they're brothers.
They're brothers.
They're twins? Doesn't matter.
I don't think they're twins, are they?
I don't know if it goes in. I mean, it doesn't matter. Says they're brothers.
That's too Greek of me to assume.
And out of jealousy, Cain slays Abel. And then God speaks to Cain and tells him he's out.
You know? He's out?
Yeah. And then Cain wanders the earth, I think, just till the end.
He's got a good story, at least.
But I love the story in A Time for Everything because it just the death is such a minute part of it. The death is like the story is so much more about what happens between the brothers before that. And it's very strange but very, I don't know, quiet and everyday in a way too.
I'm telling you guys, you haven't heard Cain's side of the story. I knew both those guys growing up. I went to high school with Cain and Abel. We play on the same soccer team. And it's not, oh. Hey, Cain.
Hey, what's up,
man?
What's up, Cain?
Pull up a stool.
How are you?
Thanks, man.
What's up, buddy? You can have my stool if you want.
Yeah. Do you need anything at all?
No. Guys, I'm not going to kill anybody.
Hey, you know what? Let's just clear the air. Tell people wouldn't treat you like this if they knew your side of the story, how Abel treated you. I feel like all people are here is the headline. Cain killed his brother Abel.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't expect you guys to sympathize or anything, but I will tell you there is, you know, I have a side of it. My brother was a fucking dick to me.
Yeah. See, no, yeah, that's how I sort of just interpreted the story, that you just kind of like overreacted to your brother. Like,
overreacted. No,
I didn't overreact.
No, he used to have a haircut, if I may, that was a little funny. Like it went kind of the
opposite way. I sneezed
right
in the middle of getting a haircut, and this guy, the scissors jerk, because I had a weird haircut. And my mom didn't want a way around to fix it, so I was stuck with a weird haircut.
The story of the haircut's as weird as the haircut.
Somebody was eating pepper salad next to me. There was a barber on his break, and he was eating pepper salad. Right?
Do you hear these details, though? Like, no one knows that part of the story. And then Abel was a real dick. I'm telling your story, but he was a bully.
Ahead.
He was...
I
think brothers bully each other sometimes.
I mean, me and Craig, like, we have a really, like, antagonistic relationship too, right? Like, I mean, like, we, like, hit each other. Like, I've hit him. I've thrown a baseball at him from, like, 6 feet away. And he didn't kill me. That's all I'm saying.
He hit his brother with a machete.
A jawbone. Well, it was a machete, and then it was the jawbone of an ass, and then that didn't work, and then there was a machete there.
Not everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that.
You just hear about the ass jawbone. You never hear.
Yeah.
I just feel.
There was a machete fight.
First of all, no disrespect. But I feel like it's almost sociopathic to even get the jawbone of an ass.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, did you find it or did you kill an ass also?
We were at one of those cool, I don't know what you call them, those vampire shops that have all the, like, bugs, you know, like
you know, one
like,
of those goth shops.
Those goth yeah. shops. I don't know.
It's
I
like call everything's them like
death of
fucking Anne
yeah,
Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah there's one in Haight-Ashbury.
There's
yeah.
some like sad 50-year-old guy with a roommate that works there that's like yeah. telling you what all
you
this
know, they got
stuff
Klingon
is.
Swords and
yeah.
shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. We happen to my grandmother got us one of those because I was interested in archaeology at one point.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just laying around.
Well, and then here's the real thing. I'll be honest with you. Abel was like, speaking of archaeology, he kept teasing me. He said that Crystal Skull is the best Indiana Jones movie, and that was the last fucking straw for me.
You killed him because he liked it's Crystal Skull.
Have you seen Crystal Skull?
It's bad. It's bad. It's a bad movie, but it's not. That's.
It's one of those movies you can watch for the entertainment value.
You
though, right?
peed on his grave at his funeral.
Yeah.
I had to take a piss.
So that wasn't even a disrespect. That
no.
was just you couldn't hold it
There's
anymore.
There's not a bathroom. See, this is another example. You guys don't have the full story. There's not a bathroom that was operating that day.
Nobody thinks about this. Where are the bathrooms at cemeteries?
Yeah.
I mean, where are they?
It's a fair point. There aren't bathrooms. They're probably at like the like sales office or wherever you buy your grave.
Yeah,
plot.
The main morgue that's yeah. connected yeah. to. That's where it was, but it wasn't operating that day. So it's easy for you guys in retrospect to
but
say,
that's not
oh,
all.
He would eat on your brother's grave.
Can I tell you something else? He would also, just to piss me off, we'd be eating next to each other and he would bite on his fork and like scrape it through his teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do hate
on
that.
On purpose?
Oh, on purpose. Yeah.
I hate
just
that.
Just to bug you.
Just to bug me. Yeah.
Just okay. to bug him.
Can I just say this? I do hate these things. But for me, it's almost a better story that you were jealous that God loved him more
yeah.
than he liked a movie more than the other.
That has nothing to do with it. No, God
that
loved
such
everybody.
Such a I'm small so, part of the story.
Okay. Yeah, so that's not, you didn't care that God. But what's God like, by the way?
He's cool. He's super cool.
Yeah, I never asked you.
Yeah.
Like when he was scolding you, was that scary?
I mean, of course, because it's God, but I mean, he's super chill.
Did he use like a deep, he's chill.
He's super chill, yeah. He's just like, look, man.
Oh, yeah?
You fucked up.
So he didn't even yell.
No, not. I almost wish he yelled. Yeah.
As the worst.
God's cool. He rides a longboard.
Are you sure that's not just how he appeared to you? Because that's how you understand him.
He rides a longboard. He has all like every day. He has a different beer shirt, like a different microbrew shirt.
I think it's how you understand. Because I
and he's got like long hair, but he's balding, and somehow he pulls it off. Like he's you can see his scalp up there. So
seems
he's
like
got,
you're
he's
checking like, him out rather than listening to him. Didn't he like have some big lesson for you?
He's got sinewy, supple muscles, but I'm not like checking him out. I notice him.
Sorry, now I'm curious. What about footwear? What's God wearing? Is it just this?
Why would he even need footwear?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He's got to be barefoot.
You would think. No, he's got these. Well, I haven't even seen him. He's got these kind of sandals I've only ever seen on Instagram. You know, this targeted ad on Instagram. You're like, why aren't those at stores?
I can't imagine. No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think you got off easy. You yeah. saw what to you is an awesome God.
Yeah.
And now you're just wandering the earth?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't. That means I can't go home to get my stuff.
Can you rent? Like, can you rent a place?
Can I rent a place?
Do you always
yeah,
have
well,
to be
well,
in hotels?
Yeah, but the God gave me a really shitty credit rating as I was walking out the door. So that makes it really tough. I have
you
like
can't
a 300.
Just buy your own place just somewhere, maybe not
buy
the city.
With what? In this market?
Well, I'm saying
buy. Yeah,
the
I could buy a place in like central Nevada.
So you could settle there. You wouldn't have to wander.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to do that.
That's not so bad.
I mean, this whole conversation has given Kane a little more depth for me.
Yeah. But still.
I don't know that I fully am empathizing yeah. with you. Yeah.
Oh, I have this babysitter, like he pushed her down the stairs too, and she broke her neck.
But, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. It got dark right away.
To punish you, God did that?
No.
He's just saying
Abel
he was a dick.
Oh,
Abel
did
was
that.
A total
yeah.
dick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's.
Right.
That's fair then. I mean, that's almost an eye for an eye. It's
yeah,
a little
was
more
it
than that,
it was intentional? Like he said something and then pushed her, or did she just kind of, he was standing there when she fell?
No, he pushed her because she said that I look nice today and she didn't say anything.
So the babysitter favored you while God favored
I guess you could say
Abel.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like we're going to have to like spend a lot of time together. You know what I mean? And if that's going to happen, I need to just have some sort of reassurance that like me like noticing something that's weird about you isn't going to cause you to like, I don't know, slice my head off.
How about
you don't? Weird, man. Setting up parameters for hanging out with him?
Well, yeah. I just don't want to die, man.
We're trying to start a pop punk band here. Yeah. We're going to be touring together. We're going to be spending a lot of time together.
We're not going to get it.
Can we be clear on where this is going?
Yeah.
I want to do an opera at some point.
Okay.
Pop punk is fine. I don't want songs any longer than 2 minutes and 45 seconds, but eventually I want our body of work
connect.
To lead to...
Okay, I've just heard some of your political stuff, and it's a little two-dimensional. Do you want it to be like a political opera?
Two-dimensional?
Yeah, just like all your songs are...
What's two-dimensional about Republican Bad?
So small.
Let's talk some more about that song.
Wow, there's so much in here. Is it all about Cain and Abel, this whole song?
It kind of splits off at the end and becomes a little more of like a personal home vibe, but...
Okay, let me just ask you about this specific one, if I may.
Sure.
So small and sentimental daddy... giving the middle finger to the Kodak lens when I saw her face, she smiled. I don't know why I saved it all this time. All right, explain that lyric. That's loaded.
It's just the idea of the photographs we hang on to, even the obnoxious ones, even the ones where like no one looks happy, but we just hang on to it.
That's funny. What does she mean by... Is this the girl character saying, I don't know why I held on to it for so long? What do you mean by that?
Just digging up. Like, it's just essentially two people looking at a photograph and the other one's just saying, I don't know why I still have it. That's it. Because it's not a great photo. It's not, like, a great memory. But you just keep it. You have to keep them all.
Okay, guys. Let's get in front of the Disney fountain. Come on.
All right.
Can't be spread out like this.
Do we have to get super close to each
other? Seth, get off your phone.
Wait a minute. I'm just trying to marking my location.
We're by the fountain at Disneyland.
I know, but I want to geotag it.
Okay, can we just hurry up? I want to go on Star Tours.
Guys, we all have to sit together and smile. None of you are smiling right now.
I am smiling.
Well, I'm not happy, so there's that.
Do you want to remember not being happy?
I don't want to remember this trip at all.
Oh, my God.
I hate Disneyland, and I didn't even want to come in the first place. When you told us we were going to come, I said, leave me at home. And you said, no, I'm not going to leave you at home because I can't afford somebody to stay with you for the weekend. And I said, I don't care. I'll stay by myself. I don't even want to be here.
We couldn't leave you at home because we couldn't afford the bandwidth it would take for all the porn you would have watched.
Oh, whatever. I don't watch a ton of porn.
Oh, shut up.
You caused a brownout in our suburb the last time we stayed home.
Well, that wasn't because I was watching porn. I don't even like porn. You know,
I don't want to hear all this porn talk. That's why your father left me. I mean, I left him. Sit together and smile.
Maybe we're so sad because you keep blaming Dad's leaving on something we did.
Yeah.
I said porn, not you.
Oh, he left you for porn. Okay. Not our
I left
addiction.
Him because of his porn. Anyway, smile.
What is it? Because of his porn problem or your porn problem?
He had a porn addiction, which he could not stop.
I think I'm too young to grapple with that fact about my father.
Good. I just smile and remember this moment.
I get it, and I sympathize with him.
Okay, I just have to think of something funny to smile, though. I can't just smile.
Fine. I'll think of something funny. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, we all have to think of something funny?
I want you all smiling, so yes.
Okay. What did you take? I want to make sure I don't take the same thing.
You can take the same thing.
No.
What did I take?
Yeah.
Like a pie in the face. Someone hit in the face
that's
of
real
the pie.
Classic.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I just like You're the classics when it comes that? To comedy. Yeah.
I guess I should be
happy. I'm
going to
take that time we put socks on Murphy and he got all four of his paws slid all over the linoleum.
Oh, that's good. Silly. That's good. I prefer that one. I'm taking that one.
No.
Why not?
No, take one of your Three Stooges things.
Well, you guys, now I can't be happy thinking about pies because you guys just roasted me for it. I'm just going to do Murphy and Socks.
All right.
Take the picture.
I'm going to do something else.
John, what are you thinking of that's funny?
I'm thinking of the moment that Dad slammed the door in your face.
Oh, John.
Yeah, because I think that's funny, and I'm mad.
He was wearing a clown nose.
No, Mom's crying. Look, these tourists have been holding the camera for a long time. Let's just...
Okay, just all force yourself to smile. Just pinch your cheeks.
Ow.
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 Did you show him how to use the camera, Mom?
Okay, take the photo, please.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't... it keeps... which is a code for your phone?
You just push the button.
No, the code for your phone?
Your phone locked because we took so long and then you need to enter the code.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
It's the numbers. Okay, so I look the... 1, 2... 2 is D...
No, 3 is D.
3 is D.
There's no numbers on 1, I think.
Why would you know that?
Because I've had to put the code into my mom's phone before.
You know my code.
Yes.
Why are you getting in my phone?
Well, because sometimes I want to look at old photos of Dad, and that's where you have them all saved. I want to remember him not just in a clown nose slamming the door on you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, did you get it?
Yes.
Okay, take the photo, please. Okay. Can you see we're trying to smile?
Yes. Okay. 1, 2... In the
what is it with these foreigners?
3.
Ow!
Ow, did he throw the phone at you?
And ran off.
Sir, what was, never what was the prank?
It's funny. You have to be Dutch to understand it.
We cut to this guy showing that footage at the biggest prank show in Denmark.
Okay, welcome back to Denmark's Funniest Home Videos. Wow, this one is a pretty crazy one.
Lacha lacha.
And lacha lacha to you.
Lacha lacha.
Okay, do you want to set up this clip or should we just throw it to it?
I think it speaks... I think it speaks for itself.
Okay.
Okay, just take the photo. Just take the photo. Ow! Oh! Lacha, lacha.
Lacha, lacha. Houston, we have a funny.
Let's listen to another song.
Oh, I hope we still deserve one more hop-along song after that.
Absolutely. Here's a fun one about World War I.
What's it called?
It's called One That Suits Me.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the scientist pounding on his skull to blur themselves away. One that suits me, one that century turned and your old man stumbled in, saying, of course I am for peace, of course I am for peace, one that suits me.
Man is guilty always.
Is this about Louis C.K.? What is this about?
So I was at the library.
This is a well-read musician, folks.
Well, actually, Joe, the lead guitarist in our band, got me really into this podcast called Hardcore History. And one of the pieces was all about World War One, and I was so interested in it. It's a crazy, crazy, it's weird to say story. I mean, like this horrible point in history where we were essentially testing weapons out on each other. And I ended up reading further into it, and there was just this part where they talk about just scientists accidentally blowing each other up in the lab, just working on weapons that nobody really understood the effects of. And, you know, people would release gas on themselves by accident in the trenches. And it's just this like real, it's like Beetle Bailey in hell, essentially. And there's just so much material there. And I was also just looking back at Watership Down. And at one point they talk about, you know, escaping from man. And it's just not a happy story.
No, it's very interesting. All right, guys, how are the weapons coming? Anything good today?
If I'm going to be totally honest, I've been a little scared to work lately, so it's a little slow going for me.
Okay, I want to talk about this too. Okay, everybody put down anything you're working on. Hey, carefully. Okay. Now I see what you're talking about. Dan.
Right? I mean...
Why'd you put it down so quickly and heavily?
I don't want to die.
But you guys, you're all working on very sensitive stuff. So I think if I'm speaking for you, Dan, I don't know if I am, but it's sensitive stuff. So just slow and low. You know?
And I want to come out and just apologize for last week. By the way, okay. I don't think I ever got around to that. I did not.
Well, none
mean
of
to
us
pull the
were
pin.
In the lab.
Yeah.
That day. So you need to apologize to some families, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in the process of writing a letter to the families. I didn't realize pulling the pin on that canister would release the gas, and I should have.
Was that even your project?
No. I was looking at Roger's project.
Maybe leave Roger's projects alone because he knows how they work, and you don't.
I feel like if there's overlap, I don't want to accidentally be working on a similar thing to Roger. So I wanted to be familiar with what he's working on.
To me.
And I didn't understand the safety protocol of his weapon, so
we're all just winging it here. And yeah. First of all, I just want to say, don't be too hard on yourself.
It's hard not to be. I killed 14 of my friends, so
you know what you kill. Well, that's one way to look at it, but another way to say is you sent 14 people to heaven.
Mm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you killed 14,000 of your enemies with the same weapon.
That's another great way to look right. at it.
Well, yeah. That's why you guys are supposed to be looking at it, and I try to make that clear.
Honestly, I know I'm sensing a lot of tension here. Can we just remember why we're here? It's to kill thousands and thousands right. of people yes. that are different than
yes.
us.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what unites us. Remember, we were sitting in that grog bar and talking about what our dreams. I remember you said, wouldn't it be great if there was a gas that would make people's bodies die, but their mind take a little longer to die.
Exactly, so that they could live through that hell
yeah.
multiple times over, almost infinitely. Until
so they'll night. Never do it again.
Yes, thank you. I think that does ground it.
The mother bomb. You wanted a bomb that the cloud looked like everybody's mother, so yeah. the last thing that they saw was their mother looking down on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is sweet, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
It is sweet.
They die with a smile on their face, if you ask me.
The important thing is that I think is getting lost to you guys is the number of people killed. You guys are getting a little too creative, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Mm. Go ahead.
At breakfast the other day, we had an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You have to break a few eggs? Is that Thank where we're you. Going?
Thank you.
Wow.
I don't see how that follows the you're you wasting your time being too creative with these weapons.
Oh.
Why do I need the mother? Like a cloud of dust that forms a mother? That sounds like a fireworks goal.
Why do you need anything? Goal. Why did the berserkers paint their faces blue and have their hair look like just to scare people, to scare the enemy so that in the
that
end...
That is a good point.
In the end, they're so scared they won't want to fight you anymore.
Mm, so Mother Cloud is going to do that?
What's the worst feeling you could ever feel? Disappointment from your mother, right? Oh. Being the kind of person, is there a paper cut? Physical pain, yes.
Paper
yes.
cut from your mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Getting a paper cut from your mother, which I'm working on that one.
Oh.
And it's simultaneously the hardest.
You're working on that paper cut and lemon juice bomb.
We cut to a month later, and all the generals have gathered around to see the testing of this bomb that releases a mixture of paper. And the paper comes before the juice, but it's just that balance and timing that they've been working on for all these months. And the generals have their doubts.
Okay, guys.
I have my doubts that I know, they'll ever get the timing right on this.
I know you have your doubts, but here, I'm just here to show you. I'm here to show you guys that we
Does
have perfected
juice
this.
Fall faster than paper?
That was one of the physics questions we had to figure
can
out.
Can I ask you guys a question? Where did you get the feathers on that helmet? Your helmet is so magnificent.
Oh, thank you. We had to kill a rare species of duck to do it.
I must get that. Your feather person's name.
Well, okay. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, can you just take a step back behind the protective
glass? David?
Yes.
How does this help me? If you don't want to tell me, don't tell me.
Hey, it's his business card. I don't make the cards.
David? So I just go around Europe and I say, has anybody seen David?
There's a phone number. You call the phone number.
Okay, 26.
Okay, again, guys, if you don't step back, you guys will all receive paper cuts with lemon in them. So okay. I think you should all step behind the barrier. The countdown will begin in just a moment, and be ready to be amazed.
Why don't you get your own style? How about think about that? Get your own style. Maybe you don't have to be the general with the feather.
You're saying you're not derivative?
Who? Who has a...
That Prussian general, Olaf, he had ostrich feathers. It's just a coincidence.
Doing it before that. Can we get this test started? Right,
the countdown is beginning. It's 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8.
I'm here for the free 7. Pies.
Sir, get behind the
so
barrier.
So you said that 6, if I came into this room, 5, there would be free pie.
Oh, yeah, get behind the barrier, sir. 4.
1 free 3, pie. I'm looking
2,
for the pies.
1. Sir, jump by the barrier, sir. 0.
Oh, what's this lemon juice for?
Oh, is it just lemon juice?
The something's cutting me.
The lemon juice fell too fast.
Why did you try to dissuade the test subject from getting in the way of the
He just looked
weapon.
So stupid. I felt bad.
Also, there's pie?
This would have been way
the
more painful if the cut
the feathers,
happened first.
Walks into where he thinks the pie is, and now the paper all falls.
Oh, confetti.
Cut. He doesn't realize he's bleeding all over.
I'm
cut,
having too much
cut,
fun
cut.
In this confetti. Did we win a championship?
Oh, look at him. It's so sad. He just sits there in a pool of blood, confetti, dying.
Somebody get me a phone. Please.
Sure. Any other last wishes? Who are you calling?
David.
All right.
Hello, David's Feather Hats.
Hello, David. Do you do funeral? Listen, I'm dying. I don't have much time.
Oh, aren't we all?
Good point. I want my funeral to be filled with feathers.
And we cut to inside David's house, and we see the allies have set up this whole underground surveillance inside David's house. And David's obviously
we just have to keep
agent.
Him on the line for 2 hours so that we can trace this call.
Okay. Well, sir, your funeral, who is making the arrangements that I should call?
I'm sure the military will take care of that. I don't have much time. I'm dying.
Well, here's a question. Have you, could you tell me a story?
Later, they're working on these feathers that have, explosives inside of them as, can you tell me a story? Are you kidding me? You almost blew the whole cover.
I didn't know it was going to have to be 2 hours. I thought most Americans are talkative. I don't know.
All right. Are you guys done? Are we almost done with these feathers?
Yeah. Can I see yours really quick?
Yeah.
Can I see one of yours? I just want to check it out. Wow.
Don't you pull that up. Oh!
And thus ended the plot to kill the worst people in World War I.
Hey, Marion, I need to talk to you as head librarian. I just started here and I have a little problem. I don't know if you've noticed, but our library is littered with bands that are doing research on music.
I know it. It smells
it's just,
in here.
There's so many. There's a heavy metal band. In the chemical section,
I know.
There's a roots rock band in the history section.
Yeah,
and there's so many, and
there was even an electronica. You don't even call them a band. Like
I don't
a
need,
DJ,
yeah.
And I mean, they don't even have lyrics.
No,
just repeat one. He was reading a book with one word in it.
Yes. So my question is, I mean, do we? I know we can't kick anybody out, but I feel like there's
and they're pushing out the homeless.
That's
well, just to come in here and sleep
and
peace.
Story time for kids. I mean,
yeah, that too.
They're taking over story time.
Hey, is this the only book you have on Genghis Khan? Is this
thank
the only,
you for pronouncing it correctly?
It's how Dan Carlin says it.
Okay. No, we have a whole section on ancient history.
I will tell you, there was a band here yesterday.
Oh, no.
Researching that. So,
oh no,
they might have
Mother Cloud. Mother Cloud was here yesterday.
Mother Cloud was here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Father Cirrus is also doing a Genghis Khan song, and ours is going to be much greater. All right, we're more.
Well, they've been researching for a couple of months now. So
okay, well. You know, there could be only one harmonica-driven jam funk band doing Genghis Khan music, and that's Father Cirrus.
You would think.
Okay.
I got to write this song fast.
Okay.
Get out of here, homeless guy.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to take a nap.
That's Tom Waits.
How y'all doing?
Mr. Waits, we're sorry. Some of these younger artists, they don't realize that musicians have been researching songs forever.
Yeah. What's your deal, kid?
Writing a song on Genghis Khan.
You doing an impression of me?
Huh?
What's with your voice?
I'm not doing an impression of you.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
All right, I will.
All right.
I got stuff to do anyway. I'm good.
Hop along. You're on tour right now, right?
Actually, we're on a short break, but we're going over to Europe in a month.
Oh, man, that must be so fun as a band.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be supporting the Decemberists for a few days, too, in the UK. So
Fancy.
Yeah. Speaking they of are Americana. Fancy, aren't they? They wear suits. Don't they wear suits? Yeah. Probably.
I really love your albums. I have two. Are there more? Do you have more than two?
We have three full lengths.
Okay.
Get
I gotta get that first one.
Yeah.
And but the latest one is great, and it's called Bark Your Head Off, comma, Dog. Explain that title.
So when I was a kid, there was a neighborhood dog that I was really terrified of. His name was Lucky, and he like chased my mom and I up onto a car once, and the neighbor tried to get me to pet him. So, people just don't understand kids. Like, if you pet him, you won't be afraid.
Was he saying that when you were up on the car?
I think it was right at me, like when they got me down. You want to nip that in the bud right in the moment. It just didn't really work out. And every time he would, every time the dog would run away, I was like, maybe he's really gone. And it was like the first sinister thought I think I had as a kid, just like having, you know, malicious thoughts towards this dog.
Oh, literally
dog.
Bark your head. You wanted the dog's head to fall off.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, a little bit of aggressive feeling behind that.
Well, you've told that dog and those teachers at that place you work. I like that. Your songs are so specific and detailed. They're really great, and I think people should buy the whole album and see you on tour. And what about you guys? What do you want to plug here? Two Teachers Lounge fellows here.
Yeah,
the Teachers Lounge on
Stitcher Premium.
Stitcher Premium for seasons on Earwolf, yeah. With guests such as Seth Morris and Matt Besser.
There you go.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
What about you, Seth?
I'm going to be in an episode of The Conners, the former Roseanne show, I think on the 23rd. This one's October 23rd. So.
That's very cool. So you're the character who kills Roseanne. Am I dropping that news?
I know. I just give her enough rope to hang herself.
Nice. Speaking of Stitcher Premium, folks, Brett and I have been working on something for all summer. My Dead Wife, the Robot Car. Dan played a starring role in that.
Starring? Oh, thank you.
Well, you were.
Yeah.
Very important role.
He was in at least three or four episodes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or isn't he? And it's called, My Dead Wife, the Robot Car. And Stitcher Premium, I believe you can use that offer code ROBOT to get it for free if you don't have Stitcher Premium. And you can get the Teacher's Lounge while you're at it, there.
Easy.
Come for the Teacher's Lounge, stay for the My Dead Wife, the Robot Car. It stars Mary Holland, the very funny, and myself, of course, a lot of funny people. Keep being human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Wait, why wasn't I cast in this? Check out Matt Besser's new Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.